Now, mental health problems affect about 1 in 10 children and young people. They include depression, anxiety and conduct disorder, and they're often a direct response to what's happening in their lives. Amazingly, however, 70% of children and young people who experience a mental health problem have not had appropriate interventions at a sufficiently early age. That's why I was pleased to learn that a new initiative to tackle mental health problems in children is taking off locally. Now, the Amazing Me campaign is designed to provide primary schools with a program packed full of accessible and engaging materials to build good mental health and well-being. And here to tell us all about it is Tracy Richardson. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in today. This is one of my pet subjects, mental health in general. And what a shame that we hear that a lot of children are beginning to suffer with this now. Can you tell us about the Amazing Me campaign, where it come from and how it works?
Okay, so I am a director of a company called Seahorse Education Partnerships.
Right.
And basically we look at developing better mental health and well-being in schools. We started out by working with the teachers and helping to bring their stress levels down, and we run coaching programs to do that.
Right.
One of the schools that we worked in asked us if there was some way of using the type of approach that we use with teachers, which is based on positive psychology, with the children. So that's where Amazing Me comes from. I also work in one-to-one therapy, which kind of left me with this idea that actually we need to start building preventative measures in very young children that stop people needing to seek therapy as they're older, because actually they've built the skills and resources from being very young.
I think that is a brilliant idea. Mm. Now, I was telling you off air, but I don't care who knows it, I'm a long-term sufferer of anxiety and depression. And I've done a lot of work on it over the years, and it does go right back to my childhood.
Yes.
And I think that is the case in many people.
Yes.
So how does the actual program work?
Okay, so the program, like I say, is based on positive psychology. So positive psychology is the science of well-being,
right,
and optimal human functioning. It's a relatively new branch of psychology, about 20 years old,
right,
or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And the program itself is built from themes and activities within positive psychology that have the research behind them that show that they work.
Proper science behind
them. Proper science,
okay, yeah.
And it's delivered in schools by the teacher or teaching assistant, doesn't have to be a teacher. And it's a plug-and-play approach, so everything is on the program. There's lesson plans, there are mindfulness practice MP3s, so just push a button.
Okay.
There are lovely animations that were built by a company called CLS for us. They're in Chelmsford. And they are beautiful. They give all the information beautifully,
yeah,
so the teacher doesn't need to have to know anything about it beforehand. It's all there for them.
Right, but it's driven by the teacher, isn't
yeah
it? Yeah, yeah, good. So, I mean, this is going to be new to this area.
Yes,
but
it is.
I guess it has been trialled elsewhere. What have been the benefits seen to the children?
So we developed the programme within two schools in the area, along with their teachers and along with a mental health specialist, child mental health specialist as
right
well.
Yep.
The results have been phenomenal, even after a very short period. So the trials ran for about 7 weeks, but the program is a year long.
Okay. Yeah.
And things like the children were more focused, they were being nicer to each other.
Wow.
They were able to tell the difference in their own emotions and regulate them better. Teachers were feeling more relaxed and calm. And where the program was running maybe two or three classes, what they were noticing is the whole school was calmer.
Wow. Yeah.
Academic achievement also goes up because children can focus better, they're feeling better in themselves.
Yeah.
So actually, they take more in. We learn better when we're happy.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Mm. Now, things that can help children be mentally well include being in good physical health, eating a balanced diet, getting regular exercise, and having the time and freedom to play indoors and outdoors. How does the Amazing Me program help with this?
Fantastic. So all of those things are wonderful and absolutely, you know, health is a a whole body, whole mind thing. So we need to take all of those into consideration.
Yeah.
So Amazing Me brings in lots and lots of different activities. For instance, one of the activities involves going outside and playing with trees.
Brilliant, love it. And leaving the phone behind.
Definitely. creativity, we embrace creativity, we embrace discussion. The children use reflective journals every day, which they can draw in or write in, and it's not checked in terms of, you know, there's no marking it. It doesn't matter about whether they get the grammar right. It's about learning how to properly express themselves without that being regulated.
So what about the schools? What sort of reaction have you had from local schools and teachers?
Well, we've only launched, our launch event was a couple of weeks ago on June the 8th, and that was the first time we'd shown the platform publicly, and it was really well received. Our initial two schools, one has already actually received funding to get Amazing Me for the next 2 years, which is wonderful. The other school that we initially trialled in also has bought the programme from September. Free trials are now happening as well, so schools can just log in to our website, and from there they can log into to the programme and trial it free for a month to see if it fits with them and their school and their approach.
Fantastic. I mean, you mentioned funding just there for one of the schools. We know that schools are struggling with funding these days. So what is the cost per school and how do they pay for it, basically?
So the cost per school is £500 plus VAT for the whole school for the year.
Right.
And that includes 20 separate users. So the classes can go at their own rate as works for them. They're not tied into using it at a set time on a set day or anything. Yeah. They do that individually. In terms of funding, there is at the moment a physical and mental health fund from the government that schools can apply for.
Because
that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is crowdfunding via their parents.
Right.
Another way of doing it is by accessing corporate social responsibility funds. Now, most businesses have these. And they like to use them within their own communities, which for us very much sits with our values. This is about building communities with schools and businesses, because at the end of the day, those children are going to grow up to be employees of the businesses.
Absolutely, yeah.
And mental health and well-being is imperative to good production and to a happy workforce.
Well, you've anticipated my next question then, because I was going to say, what is the incentive for businesses to cough up, basically, and sponsor schools?
Yeah. Well, that's one reason, but also there are also, you know, like I say, they have these funds that they need to use. Actually, you know, they have a responsibility through the government. Say they have a responsibility to their local community. But also there's that warm, fuzzy feeling that comes with doing something nice, isn't
it? Absolutely. And, I can't think of a better cause than this locally. Definitely. It's really good. Now, the other thing I imagine that schools and particularly teachers are struggling with at the moment is time.
Yes.
Now, how does Amazing Me fit into the existing curriculum? How do they shoehorn it in?
So the curriculum fits, the PSHE curriculum fits, is the best place for Amazing Me.
Right.
Time-wise, what we've done is we've written everything. Okay. We've designed everything. Everything is done. All the lesson plans have a full rationale. Yeah. They have a full activity process. They have wider uses so that they can take that theme from that week and use it in other lessons. So actually, it's very time-saving.
Okay.
It can also be run by people who aren't teachers.
It can
be done when the teachers are doing their preparation time.
Yeah. Well, I've got a friend who's a teacher, and we never see her during term time because she's so busy. So I would think that would be welcome. Well, it sounds brilliant. How can parents, schools and local businesses get involved?
Okay, so if there's local businesses that would like to get involved, parents that would like to get involved, schools that you'd like to get involved, then you can contact me on Tracy, that's Tracy without an E, at seahorst.com. I'll give that to you and perhaps you can put it on your website.
Yes, we will. We'll put it all up on the website.
Brilliant.
Yep.
They can always also look us up on Facebook on the Amazing Us campaign, which is the campaign we launched last week to bring businesses and schools together in their local communities to fund or part fund Amazing Me.
Okay, brilliant.
So, that's another way of doing it.
Well, fantastic. We'll put all those details up on the website later on. Thank you very much for telling us all about it, Tracy, and good luck with it all.
Thank you.
That's Tracy Richardson from the Amazing Me campaign.